Blog Talk Radio.
It is from the Guild, yes. It's Felicia Day.
Totally makes me feel like doing the Carlton.
I'm doing that right now.
Awesome. I really wanted that. Yeah, that totally reminds me of like the tube socks and tight roll jeans and doing the Carlton with the big hair. Yeah. That's sexy, not really. Okay.
Look, I said I got on my lace, my fluorescent green socks and my lace glove and my 5 or 6 belts.
And you, the black bracelets you want to talk about, Madonna-esque?
Yes, yes. And my shirt is hanging off one shoulder.
Yeah, man, with a big-ass lace bow in your hair.
There you go. There you
got it.
And it leads to something different.
And I'm
God, Jay, don't you dare be doing the Macarena.
And I'm
you just ruined the vision I had of you, Jay. You just totally borked it.
Borked it? That's a good word.
That's what a Swedish chef does. He borks it.
That is your ginger.
Bork, Swedish chef. All right. No, she's my ginger, Jay. Back off.
Aww.
I branded her ass. All right.
That's voodoo. That's voodoo.
It is voodoo. I branded Ginger's ass. She's mine. It is awesome. Thursday, and it is, what the hell month is it? Is it March or April?
April.
It's April. Thanks. It's April 5th, 2012, and it is time for the rawest edition of Gamer Girls Radio. I don't know whenever we're not raw. Maybe during the day. But then again, Ginger likes to yell at penis during the day.
I totally forgot to do that today. Damn it.
Girl, you're supposed to do it every day. Anyway, I'm Snow White, and I'm going to be nice Snow today. I promised Corey I'd behave and be nice. So I'm going to try to be nice. I don't know.
Finish.
Okay, I'm sorry. My bad. See him be nice. Normally I would argue, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. And then we have Corey/Gaminatrix, who's, you know, being all Dawn with me today, which is kind of weird because I don't usually go for that with women.
Kind of hot.
Hi, Corey.
Light surface abrasions all around.
And we have a Ginger Rocks, who is sporting my brand on her right butt cheek.
Yes, I am. That is so hot. Now I need, you know, like some kiss marks over here on the right one.
I will totally do that. Yep. And I'm actually, we should introduce Blaster first because he is actually part of the show.
I am sometimes.
He's a permanent addition to the show. Hello, Blaster. How are you?
Hello. How's everybody doing this evening?
He's being nice too. It's a nice day. It's a nice day.
It's opposite day.
It's opposite day.
Yes. Very nice. And also tranquilizers before the show, so.
Actually, man, I had a headache. Cause I'm like on painkillers. I'm like, hey.
Aww.
I know. It's awesome. Well, it's not awesome.
You know what I hear is a great thing for headaches?
Right.
Sex.
It's not.
It's not?
I gotta tell you,
man,
no.
It always fixes mine.
It gets
I'm muted. I'm muted and I'm yelling at y'all. Stop it. Guess. Give us the guess.
Okay. All right. It's Molly. She knows what we're like. Anyway, we have a special guest who is in the hotel room being sexy on her bed, and I wish I was there and I'd join her. It's Molly Pop. Molly Pop. Molly Pop. Hi, honey.
Hello. Where's my Molly Pop sound? Don't I have the... There it is.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Ooh, that's hot. What's that accent again?
That's Molly. She is actually straight from PAX. She's going to be talking to us a little bit about that. Corey, what would you like to do? Oh, and I want to say hey to everybody in the chat room. Jay Dukes, the dark one, all up in the chat room. And we have a guest in there, too. You have to sign in to chat with us if you want to. Corey, you're up.
And I want to say, hey, don't be haters. Anyway,
Oh,
we have a guest. Hey, guest, if you sign in up there at the top, you make
you know
an account.
What? I don't know what kind of... You see,
That's actually me. I forgot to sign in.
Oh.
No, but forget that. I don't know what kind of crack that you, Ginger, and Snow are on, but have you noticed all night every time you say something 2 seconds later, they repeat it exactly. Snow just said it, and you repeated it. What is going on with you?
I don't know. I was... Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I was distracted by Jay talking about butt cheeks.
Crack is whack.
I get distracted by Molly.
Crack is apparently whack.
And he's talking about pulling hair.
Wiggity whack.
Apparently Jay pulls hair.
Oh, my God. Wiggity whack. Wiggity whack. Whack.
Stop.
Old school.
Hey, I heard they're bringing back in living color, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
okay, I'm sorry. We have to get back to our show.
We don't have to, but probably should.
We probably should.
Let's throw Molly under the bus. Molly, tell us about PAX East.
All right, here we go. All right, so I went and got our media passes today, and I was telling this to them before the show started. I'm from Virginia, and just being here for 2 days, I've already started to adopt a Boston accent, and then it's bad. It's, like, really bad, but it's a really good – I feel like I sound like a Boston – and I was wearing a Boston – what?
Bay Harbor.
Harbor.
There you go. She's got it.
I gotta go pack the car in the ad.
You sound like a Harbor chick. You sound like a Harbor chick, you know?
We'll
get some coffee later with me.
Coffee talk. Anyways, so we went to, Ray and I went to go pick up our badges, and they didn't let us go down.
Especially since you're picking up your badges, they should let you go down.
Let me try to rephrase that. They didn't let us. No, I can't. They didn't let us go down the steps into where the main, arena, where all the, the main convention is going to be. But we did kind of get to look at the main lobby and like walk around a little bit, and they were putting up different.
Interesting that you were like, oh my god, I want to see that.
Well, Borderlands 2 is going to be demoed. Borderlands 2. What else did I see? Spec Ops: The Line. Oh god, there are so many things. I looked at Ray and I was like, we have to see all the things. Like, see all the things. there was like Twitch is going to be there. The Xbox was that they had like an Xbox booth or whatever. I don't think Sony's going to be there, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Because we ran into somebody in the lobby, and they were like, oh, I don't think Sony's going to be here. I was like, why?
Because they have the plane tickets at this point? No, they're too busy talking about Orbis.
Orbis is such bullshit. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
seriously, just call it the PS4. Why do you have to give it such a ridiculous, stupid name like Orbis?
Every time I hear that, it makes me think of that woman, that Orbit commercial woman that I just want to jab in the face with a fist really hard.
Yes.
That's why I call it Orbis. For a clean, fresh feeling. For a clean, non-backwards compatible game.
I have a feeling mouths are really hard to clean.
You're going to say, for a clean, non-backwards compatible game.
Orbis.
Orbis.
How good games get
Pretty much.
Let's see, I'm trying to think of other stuff, like... I know that Dan Amrick's going to be there, one of Swords. We're going to get to talk to him, and I'm excited to kind of talk to him about his book too, because he just wrote a book. Like, hey, I'm gonna write a book.
Why they let him write?
I will not answer that.
Molly, tell people who you were, where you were from. Molly is from We the Gamers.
Oh yeah, fucking
yeah. You should probably tell them where you're from.
She's just so excited to be on our show. She just, you know.
We've been trying to, coordinate this for quite a few months. So we've been talking back and forth on Twitter. She's called into the news one morning and gave us a nice little rant, something about penis or something. I don't know, but
I prefer
it probably had more content to it. But that's all Corey could remember.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Penis on the brain. I wish. Anyway,
you know, I don't really want it on my brain. I want it elsewhere.
If anybody asks, you can say, "I'm just thinking about penis."
Exactly.
That's all we're usually
me
thinking
and
about.
The penis. Yeah, I write for, I'm an editor and front end manager for WeTheGamers.com. We are kind of a geek site. We just basically, if we think it's cool and we think it's something that people, gamers, tech geeks, you know, just anybody, if we think that you'd like it, we try to write about it and keep you updated about different things. So we're more than a gaming site.
Woo!
Like a pop culture site, yeah.
Where's my applause?
What? Oh, man.
I've actually gone and listened to some of their broadcasts.
There it is.
So much fun.
Woo!
There we go.
Yay. Yeah, Ginger was in there when I DJ'd sometimes. when I'll do like little live sessions and people
that
was
totally hot.
Yeah, and we can request music and I'll do little shout outs and I haven't been able to do it as much, but it's fine.
Wait. You're in Second Life?
No. This was just on their website. They do like what we do, but they had a show for music.
Nice.
Where they were just DJing. Nice. Yeah. She totally played Family Force 5 for me, so.
I'm a little out of it, so I'm sorry if I'm a little slow on the uptake today.
That's all right. We can go down later.
What? We can have, like, some.
Don't forget your
I'm
badges.
I'm
going to
bring a camera.
Ginger, honey, you're going to be a part of it. I'm telling you.
All right. Well, then I'll set the camera up on the tripod with timer.
Sounds good.
They had a PAX. I called it the PAX Mobile. They had a. It was, like, decorated. I can't even remember what kind of car it was. Ray and I took turns taking pictures, humping it.
See, Blaster, I'm not the only one that humps things that have to do with gaming.
Yeah,
this is true. I forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me.
But it's like it was all decked out. It was all decked out with like the PAX logo and there was just I think it was a Chevy.
I was living on a Defender Games cabinet. It was
I took a picture of that. It looked like she was humping it. It was awesome.
I looked like I was.
He told me it just looked that way.
Oh, it was sexy. I remember that. Mm. Oh, anyway. Shut up.
I didn't say anything. I just laughed at you. That's all.
I was telling him, shut up. You can laugh. Oh. We want him to be quiet. He's thinking dirty things. Okay.
Oh, and I'm not.
Shut up.
I was about to say. I was like, what's going on?
Shut up, Molly. Bad, Molly. Bad.
Last time Molly is ever on the podcast.
I won't tell him what you told me at 3 o'clock this morning when I came in and saw your message.
What?
I will not. Yes.
Now I'm curious. What
me
were the
too.
Messages?
I can't say on air. I'll tell y'all after.
Was it just me saying that I was drunk? Because that happens a lot.
Or if you subscribe to the website for $39.95 a month, you can hear the after show.
Now I'm curious. What did I say?
Nice.
Ooh, I'll tell you later. I'll tell you slow. Okay, so wait, I guess I'll let Snow do this since she's repeated me. She was the echo. She told me what's one of our main topics. And be aware that when you throw this bomb that Ginger's gonna go all in the high register, so back away really fast.
Oh, I am. I'm gonna throw the sticky grenade and just run.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't run. You have to dive backwards out of the way. Do it.
All right. I haven't practiced, so I might get caught in the crossfire. Mm-hmm. In the blast radius. All right, so here's the thing. Everybody knows that EA is a very open-minded company when it comes to their, you know, relationships in their games, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody knows this. I play in Star Wars, and, you know, you can have same-sex relationships. Well, apparently, there is an anti-gay campaign targeting EA, and there have been, quote, and this is a quote from this article I'm reading, several thousand letters objecting to its inclusion of same-sex relationships in the game, and most of them come from Florida, of course. Because that's where they have the family association. Well, they're a bunch of conservative douchebags who just can't keep their nose in their own business, so they have to stick it in everybody else's. And that's my thing. And this is a quote that I saw on the internet, and I just want to say it before I back up and let Ginger take it. Being mad at somebody for being gay is like being mad at somebody for eating a donut when you're on a diet. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all
Ginger,
there's such a swing state there.
Earlier Sorry. Today, they were talking about, you know, only kids play these games and we're warping our children, da 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 da. No. Core gamer is 30 to 35.
Ooh.
And 51% of gamers nowadays are women, for one.
Mm-hmm.
Fact. So this totally pisses me off. Where are you getting your facts? Are you just pulling them out of your ass? Because I sure as hell know you're not pulling them out of your little Bible.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, dive on Molly, protect her.
I'm first.
Seriously, what were they thinking? And if you don't want your kids to play this game, don't fucking pay for it. It's a monthly subscription. It's not a free-to-play.
What is the game rated?
The ESRB rating says it can't be rated when it's online. So they're basically telling you up front, your kids are probably going to see and hear some things that we have no control over.
Right.
And the things that we do have control over, again, should be covered in this. This is not, you know, online content is not
but
rated.
It's Star Wars. It's, come on. No, I mean, hell, even the movies, there's a brother and sister that had, like, the whole little love affair there for a little bit. You guys
looking for love in all the wrong places.
Now, Mass Effect is rated M because it's not, you know, completely online. But still, same my question is, we harp on this, we will harp on it over and over. Parent, rating system. Rating system says kid under this age should not be playing it. So why are you letting your kid play it and then getting mad at the person?
Yes, and like, why? I mean, seriously, are you buying into the whole gay is contagious thing? Because it's not.
Well, I'm going to try.
Hold on. Let me jump in here, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
As a bisexual female, obviously, I'm bisexual. If you haven't listened to the show, surprise, Snow is bisexual. I'm going to tell you that I have been around drag queens. I have been around lesbians. I have been around gay guys who didn't want to be gay. I've been around flamers. I've been around all these people. And I'm going to tell you, none of this has been catchy to me. None of it has made me want cock any less. Okay? Now, I'm an equal opportunity slut. I like both. But being around someone does not make you gay. It is what you are born with. I can tell you for a fact that a lot of the gay people I know have told me time and time again they would have rather have been born straight and not have to go through the shit they go through from these closed-minded motherfuckers like that fucking family association that are sending all of these hate letters to EA about allowing somebody to live their life online the way they really want to live it. Okay? They said they would rather be straight than put up with that shit their whole life. But they can't. Okay. And some have actually tried, and some have actually been married and have had kids in an attempt to live a straight life, and they can't do it. It is not catchy. It is not something that the environment made them. This is what they were fucking born with, okay?
Wait. Now, I must read the letter, one of the letters that GI.biz posted from one of the letters that was sent to EA. I read it this morning. I'm going to read it again. Dear Mr. Rizziello, it was troubling to learn that BioWare and Electronic Arts were pressured into committing to add...
Pressured my motherfucking ass.
Woman,
about to get my foot to your head.
Ginger, we had the same problem this morning. Let me finish reading this letter, and then you can stop it. Put the gag on her, Snow. Okay.
Ginger?
They were pressured into committing to add LGBT content to Star Wars video games. I am also concerned that BioWare employees state in postings at SWTOR.com that they have been censoring, deleting, and banning forum members for expressing opposing views about including homosexual content in the games that children play. The overwhelming number of players on Star Wars games is children who do not need to be forced.
Oh, what the
as
fuck?
Be forced.
That was mean.
Yes, I know. You need to be gagged, too. Let me finish, because I've got to read this in its entirety. It said they do not need to be forced as a captured audience to participate in homosexual content.
What?
We ask that you please adhere to your long-term policy of omitting and steering clear of this type of advocacy representation in your games. Please do not include LGBT content in Star Wars video games that will impact so many children. Thank you sincerely. I can't really read her signature, but what really stands out to me is remember Saddam. The fuck does she mean by that?
Okay. First of all, no one has to do this. No one has to do anything in this game that has anything to do with LGBT. This is a fucking choice they make. If your child is playing the game, first of all, if you don't want your child playing the game, don't let them play the fucking game. It doesn't matter.
Thank you.
Second of all, if they're playing the game and they make the choice to have a same-sex relationship, that has nothing to do with EA. That has to do with your child's choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So fucking learn your children first. All right?
Yeah.
Secondly, EA...
Learn your kid.
Read a
book.
Secondly, EA was not forced to do this, and they have stated in numerous press releases they were not pressured by anyone to do this. They just stand up for people's right to do what they want to do and live the lifestyle they want to live, and they have also stated numerous times that they will not allow any form of bullying or bashing on their forums, which means all those closed-minded motherfuckers have no place on EA anywhere.
Well, as I said this one, and let me, I'm sorry, Molly, I'm going to cut you off. I did say this morning that on the Sims forum, there was, because this is EA on this particular instance, they are absolutely not siding with anybody. But we had a gay guy on the Sims forum who was saying how much he hated girls and, ew, I don't want any of my boy Sims to date girls. Girls are yucky, blah, blah, blah. And EA came in and said, okay, hell the fuck no. That is hate speech. You don't like girls. Don't talk to mm-hmm. them. We don't need to hear about it. Shut the hell up. Mm-hmm. And they took his post down. So it's not specific to you people, Christian, right. or whoever you are. It's not that they're after you. They don't allow it from anybody. They don't allow gay people to talk bad about straight people either. So you didn't do your homework, period.
And notice I did not say they did not allow bashing of homosexuals. I said they didn't allow bashing or bullying of any type at all, period. I don't care what it is, race, religion, sexual orientation, doesn't matter. They don't allow it.
I tell you, after this, I'm going to go gather me some girl characters. I'm going to take a big orgy picture, and I'm going to post it.
Well, I just put that on our Twitter. Anybody who's listening, please, this is one time we're going to have to get behind EA and our gay, lesbian, bi, transgender community. And if you got pictures, even if you don't, if you want to take some, come in Second Life. We'll take them of you. I'm just going to post just naked, nasty, gay, porn pictures from my Second Life, from my Sims, Mass Effect, just everywhere.
Girl, I'm all up for that.
Yeah, I'm just surprised that, I mean, that's good. I mean, that's like EA did something really good for a change.
And how is it that they've been pressured? That's what I don't get. They were talking about the pressuring. How were they pressured into doing this?
They think, this is what they think. They think that the evilness that is lesbian, gay, and transgender people, they think all these evil groups have gotten, you know, into EA and send them letters and said, well, you have to include this content or we're not going to buy your game, blah, blah, blah. Like it was anything new that a game wouldn't include lesbian or gay content, you know what I mean? So,
did we
like
forget
that was anything
Sims
new.
Did we forget the Sims had gay relationships from
yeah,
the
that's what I know. That's what I wanted to say.
I know. Hey, honey, Molly, baby, just mm-hmm. jump in.
You got to elbow your way up in here.
Yeah. You got to elbow your way up in here.
Well, no, I was going to ask, like, what was the Sims rated?
M.A.
T for teen. No,
it was
T
for teen?
It's still rated T for teen.
Oh, yeah, that's because they hide the sex scene. But you can still have gay relationships, and I did a lot. I mean, I had girl on girl, boy on boy, girl boy. I didn't care, but whatever.
I'm straight, and sometimes, well, put it this way. I'm
How does
straight.
This happen?
Well, yeah, sometimes your Sims now
yeah.
don't want to be gay. They actually are like people.
Because it's a choice.
Yeah.
It is
for my Sim, too. My little blue Sim was in love with the little green guy. I said, who am I to stand in the way of your simulated love? Y'all want to get together? This.
And it was not a choice. They fell in love on their own. It wasn't like the guy said, you know what, I think I'm going to be gay today.
Oh, I'm going to be gay.
I'm going to be gay today.
You know what,
no, I mean,
tomorrow, Snow, I'm going to be gay just for you, okay?
Sweet. Awesome.
Like, that's the thing. And one of the things is, this was an issue back in January that we actually wrote about. And I just want to read a quote. And I'm just going to let you know that this is going to piss you off a fuck ton because... They try to use
nice.
Like Star Wars puns to promote themselves, and it just like as like a gamer just like bleh. Okay, so is it okay if I read this?
Oh yeah, go for it.
Okay, so this is a quote from the FRC, which is the Family Research Council. For those of you who don't know, it says, "In a new Star Wars game, the biggest threat to the Empire may be homosexual activists."
Ugh.
Hello, I'm Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. What the fuck? Washington, D.C.? Really? Thanks for having me. Damn it. Okay, anyways, that's not in the quote. All right, so in Washington, D.C., in a galaxy not so far away, Star Wars gamers have already gone to the dark side. Like, okay, that's like two sentences, and I want to kill myself. The new video game, there's more. The new video game, Star Wars The Old Republic, has added a special feature, gay relationships. That's an unlockable feature now. Gay relationships.
Oh.
Beat it on insane. Be gay. All right. BioWare, that's also not in the quote. BioWare, the company that developed the game, said it's launching a same-sex romance component to satisfy some complaints. That surprised a lot of gamers, since BioWare had made it clear in 2009 that quote-unquote, that quote, gay, unquote, and quote-unquote, lesbian don't exist in the Star Wars universe. Because it's probably love. That's probably what it is.
God.
Since the announcement, homosexuals have been celebrating the news, but the parents sure aren't. On the game's website, there are more than 300 pages of comments, a lot of them expressing anger that their kids will be exposed to this star-warped way of thinking. You can join them by logging on and speaking
out. Don't give them the website.
No, I won't. It's time to show companies who the force is really with.
Of course, it's with my shoe that I'm flinging at the heads of these ignorant sons of bitches.
Really? Okay, first of all,
Also, I just want to let everybody know that evolution doesn't exist, and
it's the world is flat, and
yeah. The
sun revolves around the earth, and
it's just a theory. First of all, Family Research Council, whatever the fuck your name is, I'm just going to call you closed-minded, bigoted assholes. That you're going to be the CBA to me, closed-minded, bigoted assholes. You're CBA to me. I just want to say you guys are not allowed to talk about Star Wars anymore. I don't ever want to hear you use another Star Wars euphemism because you just made me feel dirty because I love that game.
Yeah.
And now I just want to go take a shower. You want to come with me, Molly?
You know, here's
that
misrepresentation and false facts that they've put in here and tried to make you believe it's true. Here on this site is one of the most interesting things I found is that they actually have a link to the ECA, and they said video games are not for kids only, and I can prove it with this link. Now, that in and of itself is fine, but it says this shows that video gamers are adults, thus it's perfectly right for video game developers to treat players like adults. Your email campaign against BioWare. No, I'm sorry, this is a good one. People, FloridaFamily.org. Wait a minute, can we get an email for
them? Don't y'all have some Crocs to go wrestle or something?
No, I just, we just.
Gotta get some gators.
Gators, there we go, my bad.
I was wondering what you're going to Steve Irwin reference or something. I was like, too soon.
There's
nothing too soon on the internet.
Hey, you all out there that we said call to arms, I'm going to give you one of their emails. Since they are so against EA, we're going to fight back. You want to go to war? Let's do this. David Canton at FloridaFamily.org. Just start sending his ass all kind of naked pictures from
girls. Girl, tweet that shit, and I will retweet it. Tweet it.
Tweet. I want to inundate your mailbox. Change your fucking email address. These people. This is ridiculous.
This is complete stupidity.
I'm angry enough right now where I can't form words. But
I want to call this douchebag.
No, I want to know. I want to know.
I want to rock right now.
Where in their little pea brain did it happen that they suddenly thought that all these people wanted or chose to be gay? They chose to have people like them ostracized. Chose to not be able to walk down the street holding hands with someone they love without having people throw hate slurs at them. They chose it to be totally different from anybody, or that's what people tried to think. You know, they chose to be, quote, different. And so not to fit in with everybody. I want to know what made them think that people choose this, okay?
Yeah,
this is not a choice. This is not a choice. This is who they are. And if you don't fucking like it, don't fucking associate with them, but don't try to condemn them for what they are either, because that is not your right, because I will condemn you for being what you are, and that is this closed-minded, bigoted asshole, and I'm so mad I'm stuttering.
All right.
Mushmouth, just call me hobbity dibbity bubbity.
Well, you know, Tuesday night you were too busy snorting because, you know, you were laughing so hard. So it fits that tonight you're stuttering.
Okay, here's where these people have dropped the ball. First of all, your website's fucked up. Secondly, they didn't do any of their homework.
He sucks.
They didn't do any homework. They just caught on to this with Star Wars The Old Republic, Mass Effect 3. We're on 3. And they didn't mention The Sims at all. I'm going to throw it out there just to give them one. We're on The Sims 3, and we've had at least, 25 expansion packs between Sims 1 and 3, and each and every one of them contains, guess what, gay stuff in it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And that's rated G-13, so that means that kids are playing it.
And let me just point out to some, because this morning I did invite some Christian people to call, and apparently they didn't get my memo. They didn't look at the cover on their TPS report or something. I don't know, but look here.
Yes,
they
got the memo.
They did not. They're not calling in. Let me just point out to you, and I don't want to single out all Christian people. Not all Christian people think this way. But those of you who believe that there's something against gayism, let me just point out to you.
Gayism?
Yes, because that's what they call it.
It's an ism now?
Yes, an ism. Gayism. Animals are gay?
Yes. Yes, there are gay animals. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, animals are gay. Some insects engage in gay acts. If it is so unnatural, why? Oh, wait a minute. Let me just hit the nail on the head, because religion is my favorite subject. For you to say there's something wrong with gay people being gay means you're saying that the God that you say is infallible made a mistake.
Yes.
And I'm done.
Well,
If it's so unnatural, why is it all over Corey's hard drive, huh?
Damn it. That's my hard drive, man. Shit.
I think what
mine
really
is
comes down to it
porn.
Is just perfect. I think what just like what really comes down to it is parents just need to be fucking parents. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, my here's the thing. Would you buy your child an R-rated ticket and just send them in?
No.
And then complain and say, oh, well, there was, you know, there was some titties in that R. are titties allowed in R-rated movies? I don't even know.
I think tits are actually allowed in PG-13.
Yes, uh-huh. They are.
Okay, so then fucking perfect example. Like, so if you're gonna buy an R-rated ticket and then let your fucking kid go watch titties or whatever, and then you can't complain about it. Like, you bought the fucking game for them, and if you didn't turn the back over or turn the front over to read the back or read a book, then, like, that's your fault. Like, sorry, joke's on you, Chief. You should have looked into it. People just, you can't put the fault on the company for doing their job. It's
Thank
an art
you,
form.
Molly. Thank
Games
you.
Games are an
that,
art form.
Yes, I say that all the fucking time. It is not the company's fault. Parents have to be parents. You have to raise your own
You mean the
children.
TV and the computer and the consoles?
No,
oh
they
my
are
God,
not.
Are not a substitute?
No, they are not babysitters. They are not parents. Parents
really?
Need to parent their children. If you don't
That's
like a game, if you don't like a game, don't fucking buy it for your kids. If you don't like what's going on in a game, don't buy it for your kids. Don't let your kids play it, okay? Stop trying to ruin it for everybody else. Just because you have a religious stick shoved so far up your ass you can't even see straight, don't try to ruin it for everybody else.
I mean, it's just like, I don't know, just take responsibility over your, like, you brought that child into this world and you're not going to, you know what I mean? Like, if you're trying to guide them, then sit down with them and talk to them about it. Like, it's not my fault.
You don't want the truth to turn rotten. Take care of it.
Yeah, it's not my fault that you don't want to talk to your shitty kid. Like, I'm sorry. That's fucking Louis D.K.
Ginger, crotch fruit. Crotch fruit.
Oh, wait, crotch fruit. Who is, wait a minute, what did I miss?
Ginger just said, and I quote, if you don't want your crotch fruit to go rotten.
Things that Ginger thinks up sometimes.
You know what? I'm going to make a shirt for little kids that said crotch fruit. There you go.
And then on the back, and it has fruit that, like, different fruits on it.
Yes.
Yes.
Just like a banana.
Have
or
a banana between two oranges
fruit.
Or something.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean, like, honestly, and this
oh,
is the thing, like,
blushing.
I'll be honest. Like, I'm a Christian, and I don't give two shits who you want to fuck in your spare time. Like, I don't care. And I don't mean it, like, as in, like, I don't fuck it. It's like, I just don't care. Like, you want to blow a dude? Blow on, bro.
Exactly.
Blow on.
There's enough hate in the world. If two people
yeah.
love each other,
yeah.
girl, girl, guy, guy, I don't care. Two girls, or three girls, four guys, I don't care.
Dude, I don't care.
Love each other, go for
fuck
it.
All the people.
Yeah, there's the meme.
You know what? If more people
challenge
right,
accepted.
We have a whole hell of a lot less wars.
Challenge accepted.
Like,
and I've said this before too. I don't care what your religion is. I don't care what your sexual orientation is. I really don't. As long as you're doing it and you're not hurting anybody else, fucking go for it. But as soon as you start trying to put down, bully, bash, hurt other people, that's when you cross the line and that's when you piss me off.
Now, I'm still stuck on the fact that these people decide to go after
Just BioWare or EA or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not even that. It's that they came in so late. It's not even that they were from day one. And I want to say, and I
they
think
didn't get the memo.
They didn't get the memo. And then I think when the
internet,
Sims first
it's snail internet over there. You
when
know,
the when the Sims first came out, I remember there was a
all those
Christian
group filters.
That, yeah, they were angry about the Sims because they were saying
yeah.
they were people and they deserve to live. And you
oh
know,
God,
that,
yes.
they're sentient. They realize that you're there.
All right,
you
that's
know
another thing I'm doing.
You know what? Some of you out there, I'm going to tell y'all what y'all need to do.
Get
a fucking life.
Yes.
All right, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have, you know, some kind of gay lesbian orgy going on as I, you know, toss them out of Skybox, and it can be a great big snuff film all at the same time.
You know what I like to do to my Sims? I like to put them in a swimming pool and take out the ladder.
Oh,
I did that. I did that. Put a wall around.
Can I just say something, like, really quickly? Like, what? They know, like, these aren't real people, right? Like these aren't people that actually, like, exist.
No, they thought they were. They thought they were.
Oh.
They thought that these little, you know, pixel programs. Yes. They thought they were. That was the whole hullabaloo. They were like, hullabaloo. That's a good word. Hullabaloo.
All the zeros, they thought they saw, too. They thought they were Skynet and that they had become self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
Self-aware.
Because they reacted to you, but it was just a really well-written program.
Skynet has become self-aware.
Self-aware over here.
All right,
I'm pretty sure Blaster is being self-aware right now, one hand down the pants. So.
Hey, I'm just playing with my lightsaber over here.
The guy that used to write for us, Jared, he wrote the article. His thing, he like had a picture of, I'm probably going to butcher this thing because I'll be honest, I haven't played this game. But, I'm just going to put it in the chat. Satil Shan.
I like her. She's awesome.
Okay, so she's holding a lightsaber. I guess she's holding a double lightsaber. And so that was his featured image or whatever. And the caption is, Satil Shan's lightsaber goes both ways.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know. If you're going to complain, like, complain about your kid, like, getting an F on a test or...
Oh, no.
Wait. Here's a good complaint, okay? We've had, in the last 2 weeks, we've had two children that have had hold of DSs that had pornography on them. Then you complain. Then you say, this should have been wiped clean. I bought a used 3DS and my kid picked it up and there's on it. Or here's somebody using a 3DS in one case and they have pictures of my kid on it. And then my kid ended up showing it to me. That's when you complain. This here, you as a parent, as we keep saying, have the ability to take this out of your child's hands. There are MMOs for children, jackasses. It's called Wizard 101.
Oh, I love that one. It's fun.
Wizard 101 is fucking bomb.
You know what? Just fucking be like me. You know what I played when I was little? Fucking Oregon Trail putt-putt
Parade.
Yeah, Oregon
Trail. Hell fucking yeah. And I love killing my people in that.
I played that. I played Link. And I played Mario Brothers.
And what's wrong with those? Why do you need to have your kid in Star Wars Old Republic? You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds to me, let me talk to you, mother over there, the one that's bitching about this, you know what it sounds like to me? Bitch, you wanted to play Star Wars Old Republic and you didn't want to watch your fucking kid. That's what it sounds
like. True fucking story.
Mm-hmm. It's okay,
did anybody else play Putt-Putt Joins the Parade? Because that was my shit.
Never even heard of that. No.
You know what I actually think? And Jay this Bird. Comes from... This comes from this comes from my own. This comes from my own personal experience. But most of these people that are hating on lesbians. I made it a word. These people who are hating on lesbians and gay men are really just they're homophobic, and they're homophobic because there's a small part of them, maybe even a large part of them, that jealous that they are able to live their life. And it actually is a proven fact that a lot of the bullying that goes on, a lot of the bashing goes on, is because these people, and I'm not just talking about sexual orientation bashing, I'm talking about all types of bashing, a lot of the bashing that goes on is because these people are jealous that the people they are bullying are able to live their life freely. And the people doing the bashing want to do that but are afraid. So they lash out.
I have so many things that I want to say, but I feel like I would just make you all get so many angry.
Well, we like to be angry.
It pisses me off how false all of this is, how much they're lying, how much they're trying to sway people with false shit. And that just,
The whole page is full of twisted lies that they have.
Lots of lies.
Lies and slander, slander and lies.
I mean, okay, this is the thing that gets me, that really, really, really gets me. In any religion, that there's the basic golden rule, okay? And I'm serious. Any religion you look into, any sane religion you look into has a golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that translates across any religion. So do you really want someone going in and bashing you for the way you are and the way you're living your life? If not, then stop fucking doing it, because you are going against the basic premise of your religion.
All right, I'm just going to get slightly religious here. Didn't correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Jesus hang out with a whore?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mary Magdalene.
So, yeah.
I hang out with a bunch of whores every Thursday night.
Hey!
Hello!
Hey, we get paid for it.
Hey, how are ya? So, I mean,
I'm a slut, dude. I don't get paid for it. Okay.
I volunteer. Shit.
Right?
Fuck that.
I don't know.
Like I said, if you are one of these people that are walking around saying there's something wrong with being gay and nobody should be gay, and I love this one in here that's saying we're defending American values, that means you said the God that you said is perfect made a mistake. Mm-hmm. And what do you think this all-knowing perfect God is going to say to you when you get to heaven? By the way, you see where it says thou shalt not question the Lord thy God? Every time you said this, that someone was wrong for being gay, you questioned me. And what I put on the earth. And I'm not Christian. I just love religious discussion. Bring it, somebody. Please call in with your Bible.
I quote that to Corey every Thursday night. She never listens to me.
Okay, but also
or a call in.
Also, you say you're upholding American values, right? I'm an American, and you sure as fuck are not upholding my values.
No, not at all.
So please don't speak for all of us, because your bigoted ass does not speak for me.
Well, that's
you're here.
Like,
apparently we're non-American.
Right.
Hello.
America. Corey?
Hello, everybody.
Corey may be crashing.
Corey's
crashing.
Corey's gone. Woohoo! Now we can party.
Right.
Welcome back, Corey.
Lesbian party at my place, Corey.
Woo!
What are you talking? Are you speaking?
I'm going to need a mask.
On painkillers.
I will be there in like a day.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I got my little strap on. We're good to go.
Yeah. Corey, you were talking earlier about the kids getting the gay porn, getting porn and kiddie porn as well on the DSs and whatnot, all this fun stuff. I don't know if you checked out Game Politics this evening, and why am I hearing, I'm hearing dinging. All right, anyways, did you see the deal on Game Politics where they registered sex offenders are now not being allowed to play games where they might interact with
kids? Yes, good.
Good.
Yep. A bunch of game companies are getting in on that. I think they're actually assisting them with that.
Microsoft, Apple, Blizzard, EA, Warner Brothers, Disney Interactive.
Well, here's one.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
If you are a registered sex offender, you cannot use their services.
We have, and I'm gonna jump in, Molly, before you say this. We have someone who is a registered sex offender who runs a very large gaming site and interacts with kids quite often. So I'm wondering if he's going to be included in this. I'm trying not to say his name, but someone tipped me off. We went to go look it up. It was 15 years ago when I called the registry.
Is he in New York?
Oh, I don't know if he's – I don't know where he is. And I've met him before, and I was like, whoa, I didn't know this. I don't know what was the specifics behind his whole sexual offense, if it was, you know, maybe he was if he was falsely accused or whatever. Either way, it's on his record, and he is a very big part of our community. I'll have to get his name and stuff again from the person that gave it to me, and I will share with you all privately. But probably we need to tip somebody off, because if they're doing this, he needs to be included. Sorry, dude. Sorry.
But here's the thing, though. And I understand that everybody's going to say that some people are innocent and some people, you know, got the shaft, or they only got this on their record because they were, like, 19 and had sex with a 16-year-old or whatever. I don't care what your situation is. If we start making exceptions for these few people, then we're going to end up letting in some people who really don't need to be there. And this needs to be a blanketed thing to protect children. And, yes, I'm all for protecting children. I really am. But we need to protect them from really serious stuff, like, you know, predators.
You know, and I would agree with you if people weren't using the same argument to pass PIPA and SOPA and ACTA.
Oh, no, No. That's different, though.
You've got that whole 1981 Act that's going on right now, and that's exactly what they're trying to use.
Oh, no, I understand that, but that's a little different. Then they are trying to, quote, protect children from, you know, normal games and normal websites and shit like that, and that's just not cool. You need to protect them from what really matters, like, I don't know, predators trying to really hurt them.
Yeah.
You know, well, never mind. I was going to make a really stupid joke. Didn't Arnold Schwarzenegger protect
us? That's my job. My job, damn it, Molly. It's my job.
Evil, horrible, violent games, and then as soon as he's out of office, he goes back and starts making his evil, violent
games. Yeah, and he made, what was it, the replacement? No, the Expendables. That's what it was.
Molly putting red-blooded Americans out of jobs.
They took our jobs.
America.
Fuck yeah.
Something is wrong with you people.
I bet the people, can I just say, like, just, I'm just going to time out here. I'm just going to put the big T. How much the people in the surrounding fucking rooms must hate me right now. Just, like, randomly, just randomly yelling out, Americon, fuck yeah, game.
They're probably next door eating some cheese fries. You're like, yeah, fuck yeah, yeah.
America.
Right now, Molly Pop, I so want to be there.
You know what? I want to be there too, mainly because she's sitting on the bed in her underwear. Mm-hmm.
I want to be there too.
My bed's like, I've got like my badge and like everything, and then I've got like some. I went to Target today, and then I've got like an empty pizza box on the bed too. Like it's a rough.
That's all right. You know what? That, we can just
badge, man.
We can just scoot all that off. I don't care.
Let
me just say this. David Canton, who's the executive director of the whole Florida thing that's, you know, spearheading this whole campaign against EA, he looks like he molests children.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. Yeah, he does. No, I'm serious. He looks like he pulls up next to kids and says, you want some candy? Get in the van. Yeah.
What if you really give them candy? Like...
Not today's kids. You have to pull out a DS.
Yeah, kids would be like, candy? Fuck.
Candy.
Actually, no.
Candy. Let's
go.
Who wants to try it? Joystick I found.
So my high school kids, stickers, that was it. When I taught, if you gave them stickers, they'd be like, oh, stickers? We'll behave the whole time. And they really would. They would behave the whole time.
Are you fucking kidding me? High school?
Yes, stickers.
No, you had to, like, offer me to go home early or alcohol.
I'm telling you, it was fucking stickers. They loved stickers.
Let me play poker, something.
I say, I'm going to need money. Well, how much
you got? I'm a hellion.
How much you got? I need money. I don't want no candy, no stickers, money.
No, one of our teachers did. He would let us play poker. If we were good, if we got everything done early, we could spend the rest of the class playing poker.
I cannot. Okay, let me go off for a second. Because I'm looking at their site and it's pissing me off.
Poker, but hey.
This is pissing me off. Okay, so their whole site is, they say they're defending American values. David, let me tell you what American values actually is, what you so-called defending, because since you have your little flag up on your eagle. Let's take it all the way back to the beginning. The American values meant that you came over, you raped, you pillaged, you stole, you gave people smallpox, you moved them out of their homes, you put them in a small area in the country and said, here's where you can live, size of a fucking closet. Is that the American values that you're defending? Is that what you want? Is that what you're trying to go back to? Because I told you, bitch, you can go back to England. I'm sorry.
Yes, go back.
Okay, and actually, all right, I'm going to bring this up too. Actually, what's really supposed to happen is there should be a separation of religion and state. That being that means that religion should not run everybody's life. That's one of the premises that the country was supposedly founded on, is, you know, we don't want religion all tied up in our government, because that just complicates things. And it really does.
But
what?
You know those founding fathers. They
I know this founding father. What the fuck were they thinking?
Yeah.
What the fuck were the founding fathers thinking?
It was an oversight, really.
It totally was. But, I mean, honestly, if the founding fathers thought that it was a good idea to keep religion and the government separate, please keep religion out of my games.
They also, you know, they thought slavery was fine, and they thought, you know, women shouldn't have rights, shouldn't be able to vote. But they thought all kinds of fun stuff.
I reckon I'll get out and pick cotton. Wait a minute, I don't know which side to defend. I got Native American peoples.
Girl, you got everything up in there.
I got my Native Americans, my ass.
Why did I just go?
You got a little white up in there, too.
Yeah, what if I'm dry?
Would you like a little white up in there?
What were you saying earlier? You were saying something about
Tori, are your hands blushing now?
Yes, but not from that. Why are you apologizing? We don't apologize.
Cackle was like, blah, blah. It's like a eardrum.
Girl, have you heard me laugh? Come on now. I laugh and I snort. Who cares?
I've heard you scream my name. But I
girl, you
it.
Know.
Now, wait a minute. Where was I for this?
Yeah, this, we're like, when were you?
Wait a minute.
I thought I was the director. What the fuck?
You cheated on me already. You tattooed my ass and now you're already cheating on me.
No, not tattooed. Branded.
Branded. Yeah, all right.
Right. We've been putting that link in the, I am a very confused, genetically confused individual. There's that link to the, damn it, stop text messaging me.
All right, Carrie, don't have a Carrie. Keep going.
I did.
Three.
I've been posting a link to these people's sites in the chat room over and over. If you're not listening to the show live and you're listening to a replay, just pop over to our Twitter and get the email at least. Yeah. I'm standing by this. We all need to get behind EA, even though EA today was voted the worst company in America. We still need to support them in this because they do make good games. I say that
and
all the time.
They do have good. They do make good games, yes, and they do have some good points. And the one point that I really like is that they make their games for everyone, not just one particular denomination. That is what
gays.
I really like. Yeah, just they just make it for the gays. That's it.
Those dirty gays.
Those dirty, dirty gays. Hey.
Dirty gay bitches. You know what? Somebody's going to pop in just at that wrong time and be like, she said dirty gay, she doesn't like us. To the whole show.
We love you. We love y'all. Y'all are fabulous.
I have a specific sect of gay people that I love especially. I said this morning, I love me some drag queens.
Oh, me too, girl. They are so much fun.
Man.
One of my best gaming friends is actually trans, and I adore him. He's so sweet.
That's nice, but I need to be a drag queen because they, man, they have you all. The eyelashes, oh, my hair is
okay.
Big and pretty. Oh my God!
My best friend in college, the bitch looked better in a dress, had nicer legs than I did. I was like, girl, really?
They got that little post thing. Some of them did not. Not all drag queens are created equal. Let me just say.
Mm-mm. No, I've seen some rough ones.
Somebody out there need to work on their drag. But you ones that, like, what did I say this morning? I said if I ever meet RuPaul, I'm chaining myself to his leg.
Right.
Teach me that. Ways, Diva Paul. Teach me.
I think all the ones that Tina Turner are the best.
Not all of them.
Mm-mm. I've seen some really good, like Marilyn Monroe ones. I've seen a really good Cher one the other day. It was awesome.
Do you believe in love?
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Oh my God. I love you. I so love y'all.
That's my Cher impression.
You have to do the tongue thing where she puts it on her.
Well, you can't see just, the tongue thing.
Just don't put those shorts on from that one, or that, what is it, that bikini bottom on for that one music video. God.
She looked good.
No.
If I had a body like that, I'd rock it all the time.
Even though I'm 60 years old. No. No, she didn't.
That is hot.
She thought she looked better than she did. That's all.
That's all.
You know, for being like 80, she's still pretty hot. All right, so she's what, 60-something, 70?
I don't know.
She looked 80. That was
anyway, back to gaming, because that's what we're here for.
Well,
why can I not get in the chat? The fuck is this shit?
You're not logged in.
I see my picture on Facebook.
Yeah, we're mostly off gaming all night, so why go back to it now?
Yeah, you should probably sign in. Now, what, Corey, what were you saying? What?
I was wanting to read some of the comments on GI.biz regarding this particular topic. And, yes, it's taken up the whole hour because this is one of those where we are pissed the fuck off.
Yeah, and we totally are.
wait a minute. I'm trying to find some really good – well, most of it is props to EA. Why all the ruckus, straight equal overpopulation, homosexual equals extension, we're screwed anyway. everybody's saying Fox News is behind this. You know – we all know Fox News is behind this. Remember, they were the ones who started the whole Mass Effect 2 thing.
Yeah.
There was sex in it in the first place. Because you know what? I'll be honest with you. I was not paying any fucking attention to Mass Effect 2, 1. I didn't care. When they said sex, now I want to play it.
Exactly. Thank you. And you know what they say? For something like this, any press is good press. Anything that brings the game into this much light is good for the game, especially if it's something controversial and something to do with sex. Other people are going to want to play it just for that.
I don't know about that, but sometime this weekend, you ladies, we need to get in Second Life, and we're just going to find the nastiest lesbian.
You got it.
And I'm just going to be naked, just crotch all to the camera. Just lick it, bitches.
And I got more than one Abby, too. I'll bring them in. We could have, like, five or six females just going at it.
They're going to hate. I'm going to just send them to this guy. And I'd urge you all to do. If you can get pictures from your Mass Effect 3, I keep repeating it because, yes, this needs to be a movement. Unfortunately, we're going to have to get behind the company that did us wrong. EA, you've done us wrong, but we're going to show you some love this one time.
Yeah, we're going to do this because what you're doing, we stand up for.
It's right. It's right, EA.
Yes.
So this side, Microsoft, it can't be wrong.
Microsoft went on. Didn't they openly say that they support gay marriage? Because of it's like better for the economy and their company.
That does sound familiar, but
that totally sounds like something Microsoft would do too. We totally support it, but it's because it's good for our company.
But you know what? Who's gonna fuck with Microsoft? Honestly,
right?
These guys. I would love to see these people try to go after Microsoft and one of those little crazy militant motherfuckers that work at Microsoft. And don't you think there aren't any? There are a lot of them. Go over and hack their site or hack their computer. Oh, by the way, when you start up your Windows. Oh, by the way, bitch, since you don't like us, your Microsoft Office suite no longer works. And your Microsoft server no longer works. Go use Unix since they're so non-gay friendly.
I mean, to me, honestly, okay, to me this feels like not quite as bad, but this particular group is going along the lines of that church that likes to go and protest.
Woodsboro.
Yeah, exactly. They like to protest soldiers' funerals. Like, God hates gays.
Oh, honey,
not...
they have that over their site. They have the same shit over their site.
Oh, no,
I know.
They're
going to aim for themselves because, you know.
Yes. They're not that bad yet. They're not that bad. That the one church that does that, I don't even like to say their name. I just really want to just run them over with my car. They're not that bad yet, but that's where they're headed. They're headed in that direction. And it's just, I just cannot believe anybody has that much hate. I really can't. Oh, poor Molly.
What did she say? Harder. Hey!
Fuck your couch. You know, Molly, I would rather you fuck me. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I can't seem to get in the chat for some reason. And I've listened to the same fucking commercial for like 7 minutes.
Oh no! Did you completely close out your browser? And
no.
Hey,
you know, actually, we're about to end
one,
too. It's got like
one,
4 minutes.
Darkman, please don't kill any pygmies. Pygmies are, you know, they deserve the freedom.
Oh hell no! That reminds me, I gotta go kill some pygmies on my other Facebook in a little bit.
The pygmies, they. You know,
I gotta go drop, you know, Corey into a geyser or something.
Cut you. I'm going to escalate straight to cutting. No light surface abrasion. Pygmies need some love, Dark One. They do. They didn't ask to be pygmies. They were spawned that way. So. Oh.
Corey's just trying to protect her people.
I am.
I love you, Corey. I promise not to drop any sharks on your head.
She's lying.
No, wait, man. I got better ways to kill her this time.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Okay, I have a song that I want to play, and this is for the, what was the group's name again? I forget.
What group?
Family.
Yeah. Research.
FDA, family,
whatever.
Values. Same,
yeah, whatever the fuck it is. This song is for you, and I'm going to turn up really loud for a minute so they can hear it. You ready?
Okay. Hey!
All right. That was for you, specifically, so you will know that I really don't give a fuck. And that means that it is the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. You can tune in tomorrow to catch Corey and Ginger do the news. And Ginger, you better scream out penis. I just want
to know. I am going to try to remember to scream out penis.
Good, good. And it's better if you scream out penis while you're getting penis. That's even better.
I'm pretty sure Corey will kill me if I scream out penis while I'm getting penis while I'm on air.
Probably, yeah. I think she's getting mad at me right now for that.
It's nighttime. That's a definite. Tomorrow, that's a definite surface abrasion escalating to a third degree burn.
And then on Tuesday, we have another edition of Pixinista, which, for those of you that don't know, it's Pixel Fashionista, and that's the trifecta right here. Mm-hmm. That's right. This will be our. We are easy to stitch.
Why did you have to touch your boobs when you were saying trifecta? I'm just curious.
Well, how did you know? All right. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Favorite us if you like us, favorite us if you don't. This group that we were talking about, David Canton, yeah, you can kiss my white ass, because I'm going to go have some lesbian sex in my Star Wars game. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Peace out, y'all. The signs, a lot of toes wanna pull on her arm, cause her ass and titties light up a room like a major city. Just look how she put in the jeans. It ain't fair, she get off too quick when I pull on her hair. I'm the only naked I can take it in. I'm the only fucking it, I don't care. She come through with a couple of friends, a couple bottles of gin, and then that's when the party begins. And I'm the only naked that's a time for block. Baby, get on top and don't you stop. I do want to love you. I just want to fuck you. Thank you.
I drink a Hennessy fifth and sweat the shit out. She don't got a cheat cause it's a waste of her time. She'll never find another dick that's bigger than mine. Hands and knees side by side, I hit from behind. Flipping up, giving a fuck and fuck all night. Bottom line, when I straighten the spine, I'm gon' find spots that ain't been hit and blow your mind. Get in line, bitch, and stay on the grind. Cause I'm on mines, redecorate your hips and lips and thighs. Ain't surprised you can be so pretty and be so nasty. Ass in the air like a path to grassy. It's a thin line between hoes and women and clothes. My dick with a hat and change of linen.
That's right, bitches. That's how we roll.